No dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
You're listening to Latin Radical with Warwick Fry.
Latin Radical, and on the phone with us from Bali, José Teixeira. Bali at the moment, and you're there for an international socialist conference.
In transit to an international, regional international socialist conference in Jakarta.
Yeah, that should be interesting. We must get a report from you on that. José, you were very concerned about some statements that the Prime Minister made at Ainara. People there were talking about the planned Fretland March in Dili, a peace march, and he was heard saying, I'll be waiting for you there and I'll put you all behind bars.
Indeed he did. It was quite unfortunate that he had those negative words to say. We're very disappointed with Mr. Guzman, but it's not just us. It's also a number of groups that are planning to undertake this march from the districts from where people live into Dili, funneling into Dili, a march for peace, democracy and justice. This is a demand that's consistently been coming through, and there is more and more of a call for it. Now, there has been no date set for that because Fretland itself is in the midst of having a whole round of annual general meetings at its local grassroots levels, which will take place all at the one time, and we're restructuring the party, so it will be after that sometime. But this is obviously caused some concern for the government of the day and for those people who support them, because there are a number of hot issues that are around right now. There is the inflation that's impacting on the cost of food, particularly rice, and the cost of fuel. And even though we're seeing oil prices come down everywhere, fuel prices still remain high. Despite the high government subsidies in rice, the people still have to buy rice for a very expensive price, nearly double what they were paying for 12 months ago, even despite subsidies. So people are very much demanding that there be some sort of a peaceful and lawful show of discontentment in some of these things that are happening. Now, of course, in the midst of all of this too, you've got the other issues that are arousing people's attention and that they want to obviously demonstrate their political opposition to, and that is, you know, things like the whole issue of corruption and Timor-Leste falling to amongst that bottom rung of nations in the world on the Transparency International perception of corruption ratio, where we fell 22 places in just 1 year, down to number 145 from 180 nations. Now that's a total of 40 places since 2006. That's a matter of concern for a lot of people because it's a huge budget, and you're not seeing that budget come through and improving their everyday lives in any significant way. This march is also a reaffirmation of democracy. From the year 2000 right through to 2006, there were demonstrations and marches held and political events without disruption and without violence. And Fretland held the largest of those by far on many occasions, on repeated occasions. But then in 2006, there were violent demonstrations and mostly the homes of Fretland members attacked on the pretense that they were Easterners. And, you know, since then, there's been a lot of coyness, you know, having demonstrations. We believe that a public demonstration in peace and lawfully is the most democratic way of expressing yourself. Okay. Well, we feel that a strong and vibrant democracy is one where people are permitted to demonstrate and to publicly express their views. And that's why our constitution actually prescribes that the right to public demonstration is an automatic right. The law will regulate it, but it's an automatic right, and you should never seek, and you don't need to seek authority in order to demonstrate. And our law reflects that. The law restricts places where you may or may not be able to demonstrate and the hours, but the Constitution guarantees that you can demonstrate at any time. And the peace march that is as I said, a march for peace, democracy, and justice. And it's very, very relevant, and it's becoming increasingly relevant and pertinent as time goes on, because these issues, complaints by people of an inability to exercise their democratic rights in all forms, complaints by people of being unable to obtain justice, and justice is a big question in Timor-Leste, of course, peace is what we all desire. So it's important that the most voted, the largest, the historic political party that led liberation struggle also showed a way towards peace after the disappointing events of 2006. Mm. So that's why we want to do these things, and we see no reason why people are getting hot under the collar and threatening to arrest people that get involved in it, because they're not just Fretland people. There will be people from other political parties. And to be honest, I suspect that's why they're concerned, is that, the alliance of discontentment against the government, the coalition of discontentment that exists, that spreads way beyond Fretland, could end up using this event. Now, we're also concerned that some of the elements of that coalition of the discontented may in fact be people who will try to disrupt it. But, we look forward to working with UNPOL, the Timorese police, and whoever else in the security sector to ensure that this takes place peacefully. And in fact, we've called on them, because if they do their job, then they have to guarantee protection to those who choose to march, because that is their constitutional right. And if we all work together and collaborate, then there is no reason why this reaffirmation of the democratic right to demonstrate can't take place peacefully.